What makes a movie truly great? Well, that's the question a panel of international film professionals consider every decade to formulate the highly respected list of the greatest films of all time that is put out by the British film magazine Sight and Sound. Publication's been reflecting and cultivating our cinematic taste since 1952. And to look back at previous winners shows our tastes have tended to shift over time. To find out more about this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Eric Grody, director of the Gold Ring Arts Journalism and Communications Program at Syracuse University. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
What makes a movie some consider great? What are the common denominators, if any, among these great films that keep showing up on these lists again and again?
Well, when they've pulled all this wide range of directors and critics and scholars, and the number of people that Sight and Sound has asked has changed, it's grown enormously over the decades. They're intentionally vague. They just say, pick the 10 greatest, and they let each respondent kind of figure out what that means. For the longest time, what the greatest films of all time looked like kind of looked like whatever people 10 years ago thought were the greatest films of all time. They're the sort of canon really solidified for several decades. Citizen Kane was the greatest movie ever for a half century. And it's only in the last 10 or 20 years that we're really starting to see some shuffle there.
And is that because our tastes have changed, our opinions have changed? Why do you think, or the polling has changed?
I think the polling has a lot to do with it. I mean, I think asking a wider variety of people from around the world expands people's definition of greatness or the criteria that you're looking at. Still, I mean, a lot of movies, Citizen Kane is not number one anymore, but it's not far down on the list. So, I mean, you know, there certain things are kind of entrenched at this point, but, you know, tastes do obviously change. We've seen a lot of talk about, you know, critics' darling highbrow sort of things and whether that gets into anti-elitism. This list, everyone makes lists. Everyone's got their favorite movies and the greatest this, the greatest that. This list has, for the longest time, been held up as kind of the gold standard for people who think of, you know, they don't talk about movies, they talk about cinema.
Well, you mentioned Citizen Kane still up there, but not at the top. So what is at the top? We can give you a drum roll if you want, but give us the current top three.
So Citizen Kane is number three. Number two is a movie that, to my way of thinking, really isn't, you know, in that same kind of like highfalutin sense. It's Vertigo by Alfred Hitchcock. And Hitchcock has always been a very, very popular filmmaker who was on TV for a long time. And Vertigo is considered one of his more complicated films, but, you know, it's still a Jimmy Stewart suspense movie. The number one this year was The Big Shocker, and pardon my accent, but it's basically called Jean Dielman, followed by a long street address of her home in Brussels. I have. It's a great movie, but it's not an easy movie. It's from the 70s, and it's one of the first movies to really get into what we call slow cinema now, where the camera just starts running and sits there as something happens over several minutes in front of you. It's about this woman, a housewife in Brussels in the 70s, and I think it's designed to show that her life, with some pretty notable exceptions, you know, is a bit humdrum. It's a bit mundane. You know, the life of a homemaker isn't always the most glamorous thing, and so you watch her fold laundry sometimes. You watch her make dinner, you know, in kind of an unblinking way, which can be very effective.
All right, maybe not for everyone, but for the people that do these analysis. So now I turn things over to Eric Grody. Who's the top of your list? Give me your top two or three.
Ooh, there's a fair amount of overlap. I mean, I'm not a voter on this, so nobody asked me, but well, now you have. So now someone has asked me. I mean, I do love Citizen Kane, and I love Vertigo. I happen to think Jean Dielman is a really, really powerful movie to watch, and the cumulative effect of it matters. But I also love, I think Dr. Strangelove and Raiders of the Lost Ark are absolutely deserve to be up there, and Spirited Away, which does make the film the top 100 list of this.
All right. Very interesting, and food for thought, and fights over who controls the remote, and we'll see who gets to watch what they want to watch. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Eric Grody, director of the Gold Ring Arts Journalism and Communications Program at Syracuse University.